I was normal and she was not.
All right. Today's the day. Fuck it. I'm doing it.
What?
I'm going to tell you.
Are you sure?
I'm ready.
You're not going to message me after and be like, take it out, because this is the 12th time I've taken it out of the podcast, Katie.
No, fuck it. Why? Why should I? Why?
Right, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Welcome back to Two Mums, One Pod, the podcast for mums who don't have their shit together. Hello, Katie.
Hello, Taylor. Did you know?
Oh, my God. That sounded like Van saying hi to me. Yeah. When he's like, hello. He's like, Taylor.
Did you know this week? I know you know, but I'm just making it podcast worthy. We hit 5,000 downloads this week. Oh my God.
I know I say that I'm mind blown a lot. It's easy. My mind is easily blown.
It is.
But literally just last week, we were at 4.5K. Remember
what's going on?
You guys are just blowing our minds with the amount of times that you were listening to this. Don't stop.
You know what? I've got to say, the first thing that came to my head when I saw that 5,000, I was like, fuck, there's got to be so many people listening to my dirty, hoary stories. And my poo stories.
And then I also kind of thought, like, when we first started, I would listen to the eps back. And I mean, but now I don't, because I edit them. So I'm like, cool.
Well, I don't either because I don't have time. So I don't even know what's going on.
At the beginning, that first 1,000 is probably just us.
Yeah, fully.
Listening to ourselves.
Over and over again.
Honestly, I'm so proud of us. Because apparently that's a big deal. We have no idea about this.
Well, how long have we been live? 3 months.
3 months.
Hectic. Not even. Just 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. March.
Like, I just can't even believe that anyone's listening, let alone 5,000.
We love you guys so much. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
Oh my God, you guys are the best.
Love the support. It is like, I don't know. I can't even explain it. It's so freaking good.
It is.
Taylor, tell me about your week. What's happened? Anything interesting?
It's been a great week. It's been a really great week, not going to lie. Logan, smashing toilet training. Can I just say?
Oh, my gosh. I know.
I'm so proud of that little freaking bean. So I am just like beyond impressed. Daycare, we haven't had an accident for a good week and a half.
No, and he's even been waking you up through the night for wee-wees.
100. Like last night. And look, I complained to you, Katie, because I was like, I don't want this to happen. Logan is a unicorn sleeper, right? Whenever we talk about Logan's sleep, it's good to note that that kid will sleep through an apocalypse. He'll sleep as long as you let him. He'll just sleep. He's like the adult.
And your whole house are late risers as well.
They are. Like, but they also go to bed later though.
Yes. So, yes. See, we're the opposite.
Yeah. You like an early bedtime, which I'd love also an early bedtime, but I also think I prefer the mornings. I don't know. Anyway, Logan is like a unicorn sleeper. So last night I brought him home. He went to bed. Fine. Beautiful. Great. Went off to sleep. Then all of a sudden at 10 o'clock, I hear this, "Mommy." And he regularly has night terrors when he's overtired, and he'd had a long day yesterday. So I was like, oh, he's just overtired. Oh, let him be. And he went quiet for a little bit, and then he kept going, and I was like, shit, I'm going to have to go in there. Went in there. No, Maddie went in there. Maddie went in, and he goes, wee, wee, daddy.
Oh, that's so good.
Hold on, you know when you're sitting on the toilet and you're like, half asleep, and your eyes, you actually feel
cute. Was he on the full toilet or on the potty?
No, on the potty.
Cute.
So he did so well. And then this morning, and this was my problem, was he woke up at Sparrow's fart this morning and decided he didn't want to go back to sleep because he needed to do a wee.
Yeah.
So
that'll happen. Well, and mind you, everyone, he has nappies on. He just doesn't. And he doesn't like the feeling of it anymore, which I get
awesome. It. He's doing so, so well. So I'm super freaking proud of that kid. We've had an interesting week, Katie, in the sleep Instagram department. We've had a lot of, and I feel like it's a little bit heartbreaking almost. We've had a lot of people being quite rude and abrupt, and it's like people seem to forget that we, that has kind of,
talk about
I've
this.
Been, I think I've been like holding on to that a little bit too much. So I think we do need to talk about it because
yeah,
we're not robots and you would get it quite a lot, right?
So I do. I do. And I think to explain what we're referring to, it's like, let's say for instance on, let's say for our, so our sleep company, we have a pediatric consultancy company where we teach families to teach their babies how to sleep.
Fancy when you call it a pediatric sleep consultancy.
Anyway, so we are talking about the kind of messages that we are open, right? We have buttloads of free information. We support people when they slide into our DMs. We give free phone calls, free, right? And then we often get people slide into the DMs going, what do I do with my 6-month-old? But da, 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 da. Full stop. No, thank you. No, please. Yeah. No, hi. You're normal humans.
Yeah.
No, hi. The biggest thing, and I get it on my private account saying, where's the skirt from? And stuff like that, to which I am used to. And I've sort of formulated a little contingency plan with that. I say, hi, it's from blah, blah, blah. I just wanted to let you know that I'm not a robot and I'm, you know, a busy person. And it'd be nice if you can say hi. And they always, always, well, 9 times out of 10 respond saying, I'm so sorry. I didn't even think you were going to answer. Cool.
But, I'm so sorry. I didn't actually think you were real.
Yeah, fuck. There, I've got someone else managing this account. Yeah. But it's the same thing. Taylor and I are insanely busy mums. Mm. We're busy humans. We're busy parenting 2 children pretty much full time. We're busy running a business full time. We're busy teaching our personal clients teaching them how to sleep. And that's with unlimited support. So they've got us at their beck and call whenever they need us.
Yeah.
So we are on our phones all day long. And when we get messages like that, it is so frustrating.
Yeah.
And we get a lot. Hey.
We do. Like, and it's like, oh, and it's almost like it's just so much like a kick in the guts when you're like, I'm giving pretty much all of our life away. Plus, we do so many Q&As that you could literally drop your question in the Q&A box. But it's like, you know what? Just the tiniest bit of freaking kindness, we would be more than happy to help you even more than just bluntly replying to you. I don't want to fucking help you when you're actually that rude. Like, it makes
it shine off things, doesn't it?
It makes it not enjoyable for us. A lot of the times I've said to Katie, I'm like, I'm not replying to that. And she'll go, okay.
Yeah. And then 5 seconds later, she's written back. She can't help herself.
I can't, because I'm such a people pleaser. And I think that's the moral of the story, pretty much, is not everybody thinks like we do. And I think we go around thinking that people are exactly the same as us. And it's the same with like motherhood and stuff like that.
They're
not. That's and not big, everyone has the same fucking values or cares about things the way you do. Totally.
And you know what? That was my biggest ever life lesson that I got late 20s was, you need to, if you go about life, do the things that you do because you do them. Don't be disappointed by people not behaving in the way that you would, which I constantly am. Even in traffic, I'm like, you fucking idiot. Why are you doing that? You think you're the only person on the road and they're driving 20 k's in front of me looking for that? That kills me. But I have to go, okay,
get it.
They just don't fucking get it. Yeah. They just don't get it. And I can't expect them to think that the way that I would or respond or react the way that I would. So I think we'll be a lot less disappointed. But in saying that, I think if you are one of those people that do that and it's completely, look, we don't think it's malicious.
No, but I think a lot of people, until exactly like you, until people bring it up and until you say, which we did, we actually posted, I was like, Katie, I've had enough and I'm not going to be that person that just doesn't get treated how they want to be treated or lets it kind of go, which don't get me wrong. Like, I know that your mum's like, they're time poor as well, just like we are. But like at the end of the day, literally a please and thank you. So I put it on our stories. I'm like, hey, we're not robots, put a lot of time into this. It's very disheartening when this happens. I think as soon as we did that, we got so many beautiful mums flooding our messages, but they're the ones that say, hey girls, love what you do all the time. And it's not even like, we're not saying you need to shower us with fucking love.
No, 24/7. No. But just acknowledge that we're actually human beings taking time out of our private lives.
Yeah. And I mean, it comes down to, remember when we had a chat a couple of weeks ago, Katie, about that kind of dynamic with dads and mums, where it's kind of like mums are just expected to just do everything. And it's almost like we just have this like beacon on the top of our fucking head that says, I'll do it all. And, you know, I don't need your help. Do you know what I mean? It's just freaking exhausting. We're not asking for a gold medal every single time we do something, but a little bit of kindness, a little bit of love doesn't go a freaking stray when
Have to be forced. You can literally be like, hey ladies, I hope you're having a good day. Here's my question. But also I think another thing to raise while we're on the topic, I don't know if I should say this, but I'm going to, because it upsets me. Again, on the topic of, we give so much free information and time and everything to people, like everything.
Which we love. Like we do love it.
Yeah. Love it. Oh, my God, we love it. You don't even understand the feeling that we get when we see a message going, oh, my God, I tried this and it worked and everything's changed and it's wonderful. We freaking love it. This is why we do what we do, because this changed my life, like being able to get good sleep from this way. But we give all, we give so much of ourselves, right? And then there's some people that take, right?
And this goes for everything.
It is so true. But they continue to take. And then when we offer, because we do, we have paid packages that are set.
Multiple levels.
Exactly. And price levels, we've also got Afterpay. We've got a lot, right?
Yeah.
When we go, okay, look, your issues are a little deep-seated. We're hearing from you every other day with new issue.
Yeah.
And we turn around and we say that, and we say, look, here are some packages that might be appropriate. And then they go radio silent.
Yeah. And we hear nothing.
So, okay, so you're happy to hound for our free information. But the minute that we say, look, it's going to be a bit more detailed, then they're not interested in supporting us. So that is another thing that really,
it's
really
like, drives. It's so interesting. And I think even with, I don't know if it is our people pleasers in us, Katie,
I think
we
do
give a lot. We do give a lot. But like we said, we freaking love it. It goes in life. Like I'm in like day-to-day life, I say yes all the time.
Yeah, same.
And it's such a boundary that I need to put into place to start saying no.
Yeah.
And I think it's just crossed over.
I'm shocking
into
at
our,
it too. Yeah.
Into
yeah.
our and to our the way we want it. And I mean, we're so excited to do it. So
and we're passionate.
Just like, we love it and we throw it at, we literally spit out any information about sleep that we can. But it's like,
but we need boundaries, I think. Yeah. And I think it becomes a point where it feels like people are mistaking our kindness for stupidity and then taking advantage of the situation. And look, it's not everyone. It's actually not the minority, but it happens. And it's like, oh, this is really frustrating.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
It is.
On a day. And also, you know, you got your phone on you all the time. We're contactable on our phone all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
That goes ping. And we are like, stop what we're doing, with our kids and stuff. And we reply to it. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot. Where I don't like to complain, but
and I don't think we're complaining. I think it's literally, and like I said, it goes for all aspects of your life. It's not even just like, it's just literally, if the moral of this podcast is spread a little fucking kindness, let that be the moral of this podcast, because you don't know who's like, when we get messages that say, hey girls, absolutely love everything that you girls are doing. Thank you so much for all the tips you've got. I just have a quick question.
We send them to each other.
And we're like, we screenshot. We're like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. Yeah. And it just makes us want to reply to everyone all at once and be like, oh my God, love everyone. And it just makes our day so much brighter.
It's the entitled
messages. Because with anything, when you get that little bit of appreciation, you're like, thank you. Thank you for noticing that I've been doing this, or thank you for doing it. Like, and I mean, we're not out there to seek the appreciation. Like,
it's not about that.
Yeah.
We had a lady slide in the other day and go, thank you so much for all of the free stuff that you've offered. Mm. You've literally changed our sleep, blah, blah, blah. I wish there was some way that we could, that I could, what did you say, support you financially? Yeah,
well,
because I feel like I'm robbing you.
Can I just say we have got something. So we found this random link and it's called buymeacoffee.com.
Yeah, we talked about it with Nicole the other day.
Right, yeah, we did. Talked about it on the pod. So Nicole brought it up. I found it through Nicole and I have set us up with one. I'm going to put it in the show notes. So if you want to buy us a coffee to thank us for the lols, then
feel free.
Again, no pressure, but you know, thanks. Buy us a coffee.
No, you definitely don't have to.
We're asking for stuff like that. Yes.
Buy me a wine instead of a coffee though.
Well, we can't change the name of the website.
You don't even like wine, do you?
Buy me a Macca's iced coffee. Oh, that's coffee.
Stop with the dairy.
Don't tell me to stop drinking dairy. Drink lactose free.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I mean, enough on that. I'm currently marinating in tan because tomorrow I've got a girl's lunch. You know what?
I have a girl's dinner.
Do you?
Yeah.
Didn't you have a girl's dinner the other night?
Oh, you know me. I'm just like.
Literally, this is my new thing.
You've got to do it.
Fuck, I don't even need to be a full-time mum if I'm going out enjoying myself on the weekend and putting tan on and dressing up and getting boozy, even though I can't handle a hangover.
Well, you know,
I clearly drink too much.
You thought you had COVID the last time you had a hangover.
I thought I was dying.
See, look, it doesn't affect me that much yet.
That's probably because you don't get as shit face as I do.
Well, I actually messaged a friend the other day and she goes, what days suit you, like, if we were to go out? And I was like, girl, you name a time and a place, I'll make it happen. I was like, except Fridays. I record the podcast on Fridays. Like, sorry, I've totally forgot.
Sorry, I've got 5,000 people to please.
Sorry.
Can't bail on that.
Yeah, I've got priorities, guys. But I also wanted to touch on something, Katie.
Oh, no.
That's going on in mine and Maddie's relationship this week.
Oh, yeah.
Something that he brought up to me, and I want your honest opinion. Honest opinion.
Hit me with it.
He comes to bed the other day and he goes, I want to talk to you about something. I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
What do you want to talk about? What's up? And he goes, I think we should have another baby now.
Don't. I need you.
And I'm like, just shut the fuck up and get out of the bed. You're sleeping on the floor tonight.
What?
Get
you
out.
Don't want? You're not ready?
I am so ready to have another baby. I've always wanted four babies. I've always wanted four babies.
How old are you now? 26.
Yeah. I definitely know I'm not done. I definitely know that, but I am not ready to have another baby right now. Like, I am so content with how we are now. I'm so content with my babies growing up. I'm so content with them getting independence right now. I'm loving the business. I'm loving the pod. I'm loving everything that we're doing. I want to be a little bit selfish.
Yeah. I don't think that's selfish at all, girl. You're not selfish when you have two kids. What's Maddie's desire?
Maddie, so Logan was planned, Millie was planned. Not that I need to justify my children, but we're young. So everyone's first thought is, oh my God, were they an accident? Shut the fuck up.
Really?
Yeah, oh my God.
I never thought that.
With Logan, the judgment was
really
heavy. Oh,
how old
were
you? 22?
23 when I had Logan. Yeah.
Really? The judgment.
Yeah, the judgment was insane. Mind you, at that point, I was engaged to be married. Maddie and I had been together for 6 years. Like,
oh, you're kidding.
Like, are you joking me? Like, come on. Anyway, whatever. There was so much judgment. So they were both planned babies, both of them. My next two or however many I have will be planned as well.
But, how do you know?
Well, you want to know a funny story about Millie? She was a one-hit wonder on my birthday. She wasn't supposed to be, they weren't supposed to be this close together.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, fuck it, let's do it. It's my birthday. Woo!
Yeah.
And she, came
on. Yeah, both of mine were one-hit wonders too.
Yeah. Logan was about four-ish months, I'd say. So anyway, Maddie is just, we've always spoken about having four, Until recently, Maddie's kind of like, he likes the dynamic of the two. He likes two babies. he wants another baby. He does want another baby. In his mind, he wants to get all the nappies out of the way. He wants to get all of the baby stuff done so then we can live our adult life.
Sure.
That's yeah, okay. Lying. Actually, I'm a teen mum. He wants to live his, like, we want to live our life as the kids are similar ages growing up together and we can just, you know,
go. Was on that always the decided plan before when you were
the
younger?
The plan was always have two close together, yeah. Wait for them to be in school and then have another two close together. That was the plan.
Right? See, that's perfect for your age.
I love it.
You've got another whole,
well, see,
you know.
This is my problem. I love pregnancy. I love babies. I love birth. I do not see myself. I know I'm not done. I have that feeling. And I said to my mum the other day, I didn't know what it felt like to be clucky until like after Millie. And I was like, I know that I'm not done. Like I actually had that feeling of, oh my God, I just want a freaking baby now. Yeah. My best friend had her baby.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my God, so overwhelmed with that emotion of, oh my God, if I had another baby now, I'd be so happy.
I've been getting that a bit. Do you know, I find that I get it when I'm resting, like sleeping again and my body's back to normal.
Your body's like, you're ready.
Yeah.
False sense of security.
Hell no.
But so Maddie's like, he wants to, and he said to me last night, he's like, come on, I really want you to think about it. Like full blown, he's serious. Whereas every time in the past, it's gone, let's just try for a baby now. And I'm like, and it's like a joke. But now, it's actual serious. And I'm kind of a little bit scared. In my head, I was planned to have a baby, like try July of next year. That was always my plan. That's in my head. I know I'm not done yet. I know I'm young enough that if I was to have two now, I'd probably have a fifth later on because I've still got time.
Yeah, that's so true.
And I don't want five.
You don't want five? Why don't you want five?
Well, I mean, I don't know until I've had four, really.
Mm. Oh, I don't you're want crazy. Five, but apparently how many kids in Maddie's family?
He's got two other brothers, so there's three boys. So not huge families.
Mm.
But three still fits in a normal size house. Three still fits in a car, but then one's left out. Oh, I need four.
I don't think one's left out. It's generally three on one. I'm one of six, so I know all about it.
Yeah, well, that's even.
Yeah, that's, but there wasn't number. Three against three.
What's the age? See, me and my sister and me and my brother are 4 years apart, and I feel like 4 years is a bit too much. I feel like four
I disagree.
Is like,
not for a third, because then they like the baby is everyone's favorite.
For the third, yeah. Well, see, that's what next year, and then Logan will be starting school by the time the baby's born.
Mm.
If I try July of next year. But if I don't know. Do you know what he said to me yesterday, Katie? He goes, I'm going to message Katie and I'm going to ask her to convince you. I was like, Katie will be on my fucking team no matter what. So don't you fucking even try. She'll shut you down.
No, like, I just think be ready. That's all. That's my only advice. Be ready and enjoy these bloody dinners with your girlfriends with Maddie. Do you know what I mean? Because, I mean, look, if you wanted to have it right now, sure, great, do it right now. But if you're not completely ready, just hold tight. Hold tight because it's you doing it.
But
it's
even I said to Maddie, I'm
breastfeeding
like,
and all that stuff.
Well, this was my thing. And I said to him, I don't want to pull that card and say I wouldn't be able to cope, but I genuinely don't think I would be able to cope at the moment. With two toddlers and freaking newborn.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I genuinely don't think I'd be able to cope. And plus, like I said, I just want to be fucking selfish for a little bit. And I just want to enjoy us how we are. No, but I'm selfish in the fact that Maddie really wants it now.
All right.
Like, why do you get to call the shots? And I'm like, well, it's my body. When you can grow a baby, you can have one when you want.
Yeah.
When you're the sole, like, Maddie is so helpful. He is. He's a great dad, great help. He's awesome. But at the end of the day, as a mom, especially a breastfeeding mom, you're always the sole care provider.
Remember feeling when I had Olive, like I felt because, I mean, again, Tim is fucking the best dad. He's the best dad. He's so hands-on. He's so great with the children. Not great with newborns, I must add.
But the thing is there's not a lot for a breastfeeding. Like that, you're breastfeeding.
Yes. But I remember feeling like she would scream her head off when he'd go to settle her through the night. And I just remember feeling, and he would then get up with Vanny. I remember feeling really alone with the load of it the second time around.
Yeah.
And I, that fuck it. I did have a bit of postnatal with Olive, and that fucking spooks me to the point that I'm like,
right.
genuinely don't know if I could go back there, eh?
Like, oh, 100%. And I was the same with Millie. And I genuinely think that the load of two, and don't get me wrong, I feel like both you and I have done quite well with the transition from one to two. Like, I feel like we've actually done.
It's debatable. I don't know how well I've done.
I think you've done fucking awesome. But I think at the end of the day, I did have those dark days where I was like I actually would be holding Millie, and I'd be like, I didn't want to get up in the morning when she started crying. I didn't want to get up. I was like, I'm not getting up at all. It's easier if I just go back to sleep. Life is so much easier if I go back to sleep. Wasn't excited to see the kids in the morning. I just was like, what? And I remember it's holding really her, hard. Feeding her, and being like, what have I made a mistake?
Oh my God, same.
Have I made a mistake? And that's the worst thing to think of. And I love my baby so fucking much. It
is. But do you know what? I actually think even just saying that is going to be helpful for at least someone, because I think if I had heard that said, I think definitely before Van, because I think I got deep into the real life of motherhood, but and you know, it is spoken about. It's not as taboo anymore. But what I think fucking feeling like you're suffocating and feeling like you're not fucking having the best time, it doesn't take away from the fact of how grateful we are to have carried our babies and had our babies and having healthy babies and having, you know, all of that. It doesn't take away from that, but I think it's okay to go, this is fucked.
Yeah.
I hate this at times.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like to think, like, literally I said to Maddie this week, like, it's just, it gets so fucking overwhelming.
Oh, the overwhelm.
And
like,
everyone is yelling at me, and everyone, they might not even be yelling at me. They're just yelling. They're just making noise. And I'm like, I need to leave.
That was maybe this afternoon.
I walked out of the house. I got in the car and I drove away. I didn't even tell anybody that I
did. You psycho.
I drove
up. When?
I just drove around the block and came back. Well, didn't do anything dramatic. But like, I was like, if I do not actually step out right now, someone is going to lose their fucking left foot.
Yeah.
And I don't know who it's going to be. The baby, Logan, or Maddie. It's
probably going to be some, you.
Probably Frankie. But
probably Frankie. Or is it left ear?
But like, that's it. And I don't want to be fucking angry all the time. No. And I want to enjoy
it. I shouted at them saying tonight, I don't want to be shouting. That's what I shouted at them.
I said to Maddie the other day, I go, I don't want to be a mum anymore. I don't want to be a mum anymore. And he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, he doesn't say that, but he's like, and I'm like, I know, like, I'm like, fuck. And it's as I'm shoving fucking wipes that Millie's pulled out of the packet for the 12th time back in fucking packet so they don't fucking ruin my expensive Curash wipes.
Oh, seriously, the fucking Curash wipes. It's relentless. It's relentless. It's also the friggin' best time of our lives. Like right now. And I also think, oh my God, I'm devastated that every day Van can speak a little bit better and I'm not going to get these gorgeous little funny babble. Like and watching them quickly, rapidly grow in front of your eyes. There's also that pain. And then I sob about that. It is a fucking hormonal ride. And I think, oh, mums are fucking so rock and roll.
Honest to God. We are the strongest people in the fucking world. Maddie has said to me, he's like, how about I'll be a stay, like, obviously, like, in our throes of argument. He's like, I'll be a stay-at-home dad. I can do it. And I'm like, I would love to see you fucking last a week.
Don't. Shit.
Gentlemen. I'm like, honestly.
No, Tim says to me, you think I want to go to work?
Yeah.
I would fucking love to go to work.
I say all the time, I wish I had an office. I wish I got to be alone in the car for 20 minutes.
Seriously. Oh my God. Oh my God. I wish I could wear a fucking blouse and didn't get fucking snot and dribble all over me in the first 5 minutes of fucking wearing it. But you know what the thing is too, Taylor, is we actually work full time as well.
Well, that's the other thing. As I'm not ready to go. Could you imagine? I mean, Katie, you've already done one maternity leave with me where I just could not actually take a break.
No. But like day one, you were already back at it, you psycho.
I want us Like, I want our business to, which it is, it's fucking flourishing and it's doing and amazing.
You know what, though? I would keep the four. Sure, but don't ever, ever.
Oh, my God, I know. As soon as I told you I was pregnant, you would die. You would be so excited.
So pumped.
But I just am like, I am so, I hate my life, but I enjoy my life so fucking much at the moment. And it is a fucking juggle. And I know things will get easier. And I love being busy. I love the chaos.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I just don't know where a newborn would fit into my life. But then I'm like, oh my God, I just want to
sniff the shit out of their gorgeous little heads and kiss their little fuzzy face. I love it when they're all soggy in the first like 6 weeks.
I saw a girl on TikTok and she was like, do you know what I miss most about motherhood? And it was like when she picked the baby up and when they're all in that scrunch and they're like, scratch. And she's like picking. I miss that too.
Now I'm clucky. Yeah, great.
Have a baby together.
No.
See, this is the other thing. I said to Maddie, I'm like, don't you actually start pushing me because I will do it. Because my sister almost got me knocked up when she got pregnant and she's due in September and I only just like, nah.
No, actually, if I'm honest, when my best friend got pregnant, I was like, but I had just kind of had Ollie. I was like, good luck to you, girl. See you on the other side.
See you later.
Hate pregnancy so much. I hate it. I'd be really, really rattled if I got pregnant now. See, I think once the kids are both at school, but then I'm going to be old as fuck. Well, I'm 34 this year. Bernie goes to school in.
Wait, he's the same as Logan. Is he going the same year as Logan?
Two and a half years. So you go at five, yeah?
Yeah. He'll be going the same year as Logan, 2025.
That's wild.
And so will Logan. So will Olive and when's Olive born?
September.
She'll be the year after Millie. So Logan and Millie are actually 2024 and 2025. They go because of how the year's broken out.
Yeah, Ben and Olive are a year apart. They'll be a year
apart, yeah.
What would I be? When Van goes to school, 24.
Let's not try and do your 20, fucking age.
36.
26, wonderful.
36?
Yeah, you could have one more.
Oh, no. 36. Nah. I'd be a geriatric pregnancy.
No, you would not.
Yes, you are. 35
my mum had
geriatric.
Me at 36.
My mum had my sister at 40.
Did she? That's good. Yeah, mum was 36 when she had me. She couldn't do much. No, I'm joking, Mum. I love you to pieces.
Yeah, we absolutely love you, Mrs. Goldsworthy.
She's the best.
I love her.
So anyway, that's what we're dealing with at the moment. I even said to him today, I was like, can I talk to Katie about it on the podcast? He's like, yeah, of course.
So, I mean, I just would say don't put any pressure on yourself, you know?
Well, and then he goes to me, shouldn't we start using protection then? And I'm like, he's like, if you really don't want one, and he's like getting all salty. And I'm like, no. I'm like, if it was to happen, it would be fine. He's like, well, you don't seem too happy about it. I'm like, if it was to happen, I'd be happy, but I'm not trying for it right now.
Yeah.
And also for our next, I'm not finding out what we're having. How fun.
Don't do me like that. That's not fun.
Oh my God, Katie, I have one of each, so I can have some fun now. Oh my God, maybe its middle name will be Katie if it's with How cute. But I've planned it out. So July, if I try in July of next year, Logan will be in school. It'll be April the next year and Logan will have just started school.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Right. I think it's perfect.
That's perfect. And you just get yourself a great postpartum doula that hangs around for the first 6 months or something and Bob's your uncle.
Also, on another note, Logan, Maddie's coming to Sydney at the end of the month.
Without you? What the fuck?
A work trip, Katie.
I'm going to have to meet up with him.
Trip. I said to her, I was like, can you go drop some stuff off to Katie? He's like, yeah, if you want me to. Sydney's a pretty big place. I don't know where he's going.
I live an hour from Sydney.
I said, he's like, where does she live? I'm like, not really.
This is what you say, the Shire. You remember where Cronulla, right? You remember Cronulla, right?
I said Cronulla.
Yeah. Yeah.
Close enough. Anyway, this week we wanted to introduce a moral of the story. I'm not having a baby yet. Guys, watch this space. We wanted to introduce a new topic.
Love that you just cut it off like that.
Yeah, because that's Maddie's rant. If he listens to this back, he'll be like, well, yeah, she's really doesn't want a baby. Stop pressuring her. Get that dick away from her. I watched Bridesmaids the other night.
Oh, just our like, favorite movie collectively, everyone.
Look at me. I love it so much. I was laughing my fucking head off. Anyway, we're doing a new segment today, where we're going to give you a like a life hack that we just thought it would be fun. Anyway, yeah. I found one on TikTok, and I've honestly, it blew my freaking mind, Katie.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You know how like one of the new trends at the moment in like fashion is like old school leotards, jumpsuits, where they just wear the full leotard piece with like inbuilt bike shorts. So they're like long.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Very Kim K.
Kim K. Yeah. Very like 80s aerobics.
I would look fucked if I wore that. I would be disgusting. Anyone that
pulls them off, I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Wow. Wowee. Like, anyway, so I see this girl. She's like, outfit of the day. And she's like, got sneakers on. Like, the sneakers, honestly, I can't get over these trends these days, guys.
They're disgusting, right?
The sneakers that I would wear like back to year two. And seriously? I'm like, what are you wearing?
They do this.
Show me. All right. Yeah. Style their sneakers like their boots.
Yeah. I'm like, weird.
It's really odd to me that you're doing that. But anyway, whatever. I also can't get over like the 80s prints at the moment. Like the vests. Weird. Oh,
there's a lot. There's so much going on with what they call fashion, and it ain't.
Do you know what I do love? Actually, I went shopping, Katie, and I, like I said to you the other day, I think I sent you a photo the other day.
You did.
And I was like, I'm wearing white jeans. Are you proud of me? And you're like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
So proud.
And I'm just like, you know, I'm loving some of the trends at the moment, but some of them I'm like, oh, I'm going to stay away from. Anyway,
yeah,
this leotard thing. So she comes out, she's like, outfit of the day. This leotard was like brown. I was like,
let me guess, was she wearing a like white button-up shirt over the top of
it? No. She was wearing the leotard and the sneakers. And she was like, and I've got my sneakers. And she's like, ooh, hee, look at my sneakers. I'm like, you're really going out in that. You're really shitting in the street. I'm like, wow. I'm like, you cannot, you're not dressed. I'm like, you're not dressed. You're wearing Kim Kardashian Skims. That's what you're wearing.
No.
Anyway, she does a spin. No underwear lines. No underwear lines, no camel toe, nothing. And I'm like, this is not real. What is your trick? Didn't really bother to click on her profile. Anyway, I'm continuing to scroll. A video from her comes up again and she goes, so many of you are so mind blown about how I had no underwear lines on in that thing. She's like, I've got a hack for you. She's like, I just thought this was genius, but I didn't know that nobody else was thinking of it, right? She doesn't wear underwear with her leotards.
I already know what you're going to say. Unbelievable.
Puts a menstrual cup
in. What?
To catch no discharge. Menstrual cup catches the discharge. I mean, I'm the same. I'm like, I mean, I wouldn't even be caught dead in that outfit in general, but I actually thought that was a little bit smart. It's disgusting, I mean, but look, smart.
It is for girls that don't have like a post-baby pooch pouch.
I was like, well, but then I was still a little bit mind-blown that you could not see any camel toe.
Vagina. Yeah. Okay, so I've seen one. On camel toe, right? There was this chick and she's like, yeah, I've got hell big lips. And I'm like, all right. And she.
I'm like, all right. Big lips. No need to brag.
Big downstairs lips. The ones that don't eat. Well, they do eat pork. Nope. Oh, yeah. I'm hungry, Jax. I love hungry Jax.
Oh, Maddie brought me home dinner really early before. That's why I was late to join the pod. So
yum. Did you have a Whopper?
Mm-mm.
Oh, what the fuck's wrong with you?
I got a chicken royale.
Yeah.
And some nugs and a Coke.
I love that sound.
That's so good.
Reminds me of the movies. All right. Yeah. So what she does is, you know, like in cozies where you like, do you know what a cozy is?
Bathers.
Yeah, swimmers. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been through it. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know, that feels like a lifetime ago that we had that. Anyway.
I think that's our most loved episode.
Is it?
I think so. Funny. People loved it.
You know when you get the insert of the little thing? Yeah, so she gets that. She takes it out. So the insert of the bra cup, that foamy triangle, takes it out, puts it down near a puss, and bang, no camel toe.
So she just like it, it's in her
undies. In her undies. Okay, so you know that V hole in your undies?
The little bit, right. Yeah,
she slides it in like a little pocket for her.
That's a game changer.
Well, it is if you've got a big puss, yeah.
Am I about to out myself? I don't know what's big and what's not.
No, every pussy is perfect.
Do you know what's so funny? Is I, back in the day, like when I was younger or whatever, like when you'd, you know, go to your friend's house, have sleepovers and stuff and whatever, I still think my vag is pretty neat, but like I used to think that it was like, I didn't realize that there was different vagina types.
You didn't realize there was outies.
Yeah, I didn't know that that was a thing. Mm. And mine is very neat, tucked.
Mm.
Mine
also.
She's just there. She's kind of cute. She's just
a straight line.
Yeah, I never knew that there was other things until I met one of my friends and she had a little annie. And I always thought, and this is just me being naive, I thought there was something wrong with her.
Did you?
I did. Until I actually grew up and I was like, wow, that's actually normal. I thought I was normal and she was not.
All right. Today's the day. Fuck it. I'm doing it.
What?
I'm going to tell you.
Are you sure?
I'm ready.
You're not going to message me after and be like, take it out because this is the 12th time I've taken it out of the broadcast, Katie.
No, fuck it. Why? Why should I? Why? Right,
let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. So I had a vagina like that, right? Outie. And I hated it. Mm. I loathed it. It was so bad for my confidence. Right. Look, and I don't know. It wasn't like because of the perfect norms. I just didn't like it.
Right.
I just didn't like it. Yeah. And it was uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable with sex at times. Things would get like stuck, like chafy. Like.
I don't mean to be weird, but like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean to be a bad person.
Yeah. Like. How do I explain it? Not like, no, it was like very
little,
rare.
Like a little bit of extra skin almost.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never had one complaint from a man, but I was like, nah.
Well, I mean, they're getting some. As long as their dick's getting wet, they don't care.
Well, I actually was told that it's great before. But anyway. Yeah. So I did something about it and I went and had labiaplasty and I now have a perfect, neat little vagina.
So what did they do, if you don't mind me asking? Like they specifically?
Basically just cut it off.
Right.
Yeah, the exterior. Because my outer labia was normal, like totally.
Yeah.
And it was just,
the inner was just coming out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
so what, did it hurt? Was it painful? How old were you?
You don't mind me asking. I was 25, so I was practically a virgin when I met Tim.
Right. So did it, what happened? So did it, like, basically, like, they obviously
it was,
got,
I would compare the, I would, not really. I would compare the recovery to childbirth, like the actual puffiness of like the swollenness. That's it.
Isn't that so weird when you, after you have birth and then you're like, oh, my vagina is like,
oh, so
heavy.
Yes.
Like weird.
So weird. But that's what I would compare it to.
Right.
And it healed up and I've got a perfect vagina now.
There's no scars or anything?
No, nothing.
Crazy. That's insane. Because do you know what? With Millie, so we've all heard of the husband stitch, right? Where if you've torn or whatever, they add an extra, fucking asshole, stitch into our vagina without consent.
Does that actually happen?
It happens a lot in America. I don't think it happens very much here, but.
Whoa.
Yeah, oh, it happens. It happens. There's horror stories online. Like I've read horror stories. They're in mum's groups in Perth. Yeah,
but like actually sealing up the skin, that's not really going to do anything.
Well, they reckon it just makes the hole fucking tighter.
That's horrific.
Most of the time, a lot of mums say that if they didn't have, they had it and they didn't know, and then they went to have sex and it tore because it wasn't supposed to fucking be there, right?
That's horrific.
With Millie, I had a beautiful water birth and it was beautiful. Logan, I tore, they stitched me back up, whatever. Millie, I had a graze. I had two grazes. I had one at the top and one down the bottom. Mm. All right. My midwife said to me, look, it's pretty much like just cosmetical,
Cosmetic.
She's like, honestly, she's like, it will heal on its own. It's going to be fine. She's like, if you want it to look a certain way, you could get it stitched up. She said, but otherwise it's going to heal on its own. And I was like, fabulous, wonderful, great, no stitches, happy. She's like, well, we'll just have to get the doctor to look over it. I was like, okay, no worries, whatever. The doctor pretty much put me in stirrups to check it. Instead of just checking it, she got me ready to be fully numbed and she was going to just stitch it up without even joking. Asking. She had to ask me where the tear was on my vagina to see it, right? Yeah, so that's how minute it was. She couldn't even see it. And she's a vag doctor.
Wow. I was like,
and the minute she went to go and do, she had the needle in her hand, she went to go and put it in my vag. And I was like, get out.
Asking.
I was like, get out. Yeah, I was like, get out. No, I was like, stop. I was crying because I was like, oh, my God. We've got all this power. What is happening?
Traumatizing.
I said, no. And she goes, you know what? It's going to be like, it's not going to look right. It's not going to heal nice. It's going to look bad. I'm like, the only person that is looking at my vagina is my husband and he doesn't give a fuck.
Mm.
Nor do I care. I've okay just given birth to his second fucking child.
Yeah. Yuck.
I don't fucking care. I'm not looking down there. It works the same.
Yeah.
It healed beautifully. She goes to me, you know, you're going to have to do other things. Otherwise, it's going to get infected. It's going to get infected. I was like, I will piss in the shower for 3 fucking weeks if that's what it takes. Get that fucking needle away from my vagina.
Absolutely.
Honestly. And it blows my mind how much it just happens for me. Yeah,
that's vile. Absolutely vile.
Honestly, it makes me so angry. But anyway, on this TikTok, there was people commenting saying, yeah, I just shove a tampon in when I'm going out and I go undie free.
Oh, I've heard that.
Just the discharge. And I'm like,
weird.
Wow, that's
I just wouldn't. I'm not an undie free kind of gal.
I am not either. And that's the thing. People are like, oh, I just go undie free. And the creator of the TikTok is like, I could not have discharge on my clothes. That is disgusting. And I'm like,
oh,
you guys do you. You do you. But I thought that was such an interesting. And do you know what? I'm not going to lie. It did take me a little while to think about it because I had to be like, oh, does discharge come out the same? I had to think about it. And I was like, oh, my God, that's not going to work. A menstrual cup's not going to work. But then I was like, oh, my God, yes, Taylor, it is. It's the same.
It all comes from the same place.
Honestly. But that's my hack for this. Wow, badge hacks. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, well, there you go.
All right, well, let's finish this off with our recommendations for the week. Katie, do you have a reco for me?
I do indeed. It is trashy and it's very simple-minded of me, but
I love it.
Love Island UK on Channel 9. I think it's the Nine Now app. Just get into it. Like I was just saying to Taylor earlier, it takes about 4 episodes to fully get into it.
So it's a bit more raunchy than AU, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
All right.
Although I do love the Aussie one. I do. The American one's shit.
Is it?
But the UK is the best, I reckon.
Yeah, we watched the Australian one, but we've never got into the UK one.
Well, there's a new ep every night. And please get into it, Taylor, so that we can talk about it.
Okay, I'll try. I'll say to Maddie tonight, you want to watch Love Island?
You like trash TV?
We watch Love Island together. It's like one of the ones that we watch together.
Great. Give it the first bit.
Right. All right.
I haven't even yet. I just know it's going
to
be great.
Where are you up to?
To episode 2.
Okay, well, I'll catch up.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it. There's 9 eps so far.
And because the Kardashians is freaking finished, we need with that.
Here are other things you can try.
Can you guys hear that? Yes. Google's just decided she wants to chime in. What did you even say, Google? Honestly.
What's yours?
My recommendation this week is one for Miss Little Millie, my baby girl. She has really bad eczema. Not really bad. I mean, I have nothing to compare it to, so I'm not really sure. We started using, when it flares up, we use a steroid cream and that's fine. She regularly gets flares up on her cheeks, which is so sad. But on her legs and her arms, she gets flares up, but not very like dramatic like her face, like not eczema, like, whoa, that's angry eczema.
Right.
This gets quite dry, a little bit scaly. So yeah. I moisturize her quite regularly, but I feel like every winter when winter hits, she just gets worse.
Every winter. She's had one winter.
Yeah, she has. last winter she was, that was when we found out she had eczema because winter's fucked it up.
Really?
Yeah, winter's come around again and she's flared up again. And it's so hard. The poor thing, as soon as you take clothes off her, she claws at her legs trying to scratch.
She makes herself bleed.
It's horrible to watch. Anyway, we use the Mugu moisturizer. Love it. Absolutely love the Mugu range if you haven't heard of them. You were asking about nappy cream. They do a nappy cream. I've tried it, haven't loved it, but a lot of people swear by it.
Okay.
I then went into the chemist the other day because when I first was looking at the Mugu range, they told me, okay, you've got the moisturizer and then they do a specific eczema cream.
Oh.
And they said, you don't need to buy that unless you know.
Is this babies only?
No. It's for everybody. It's like a full-blown range, but it's like, I think it's like natural dermatologically tested. So it's really great. Anyway, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back and I'm going to get that eczema, the actual eczema specific cream. Honestly, game fucking changer. I use the eczema cream and the moisturizer together. And honestly, I had one application and I saw such an improvement in Millie's skin. And I honestly, it was such a relief. A freaking relief that this poor little girl.
That's so good. And how much was it?
$30.
It's all right.
Fucking pricey. But I'm like, it's worth the money. If that's going to help her skin.
Absolutely.
Worth the freaking money. And we get so many, like, if you have any recommendations for eczema, like I'd love, love, love to hear them slide into our DMs at 2 Mums 1 Pod so I could try them out because I've heard so many different things to try. I did have some frozen breast milk that someone said to bath her in breast milk.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't tried that yet.
I once heard a doctor say, don't do anything with breast milk except for feed it to your baby. Yeah, he's like, there's no point.
They use it for everything.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Conjunctivitis, that, like, yeah. Snotty nose.
You know, one that I heard actually for eczema recently, you know that TikTok trend? Oh my God, we're obsessed with TikTok. With the frozen cucumber? So you peel and then you chop the end off a cucumber, you freeze it, and then it's a really amazing face like thing.
I fucking love cucumber.
Yes,
yeah,
same.
Delicious. Logan loves cucumber too, and he started saying it.
Oh, yeah. How does he say it again?
Cucumber. 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 So cute.
Cucumber, that's right.
I'll insert it in here so you guys can hear it. So freaking cute.
So cute. Yeah, but also, then apparently that's really good for eczema.
Eczema. I'll try it. I've got a cucumber, actually. I'll try it. But then also, have you heard of my child health nurse recommended a bleach bath? Your face. My face was exactly the same, but apparently super normal. You add you put bleach.
That's scary.
It's scary.
I wouldn't do it.
No, it terrifies me, hence why I haven't done it. I haven't done it yet. But apparently it's
Is it great. For your eczema or for her eczema?
I don't have eczema. She does. Hurts for
I
her.
I thought you had it.
I had eczema as a kid.
Oh.
I have asthma, which is linked to eczema. Honestly. But
all the ailments. Wow, there you
Honestly,
go.
That's it's not easy. Hectic. Not easy being a cis, but as Maddie actually says to me all the time, he's like, maybe I won't have another baby with you. You've got epilepsy. You've got asthma. You got like, fuck you.
You got epilepsy from the babies.
Yeah, I got epilepsy from you are the reason.
He's
actually.
The reason.
Fuck you. Well, see, that's another thing I've also got to think about.
Yes. Epilepsy. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, I've got all the excuses in the book. Get your penis away.
You're totally going to get pounded tonight.
Oh, my God. He's coming at me like there's no tomorrow. I'm like, leave me alone. And it was a full moon the other night. I was like, get the fuck off me, you psychopath.
Oh, no.
Maybe that's why he was acting a little bit crazy.
Maybe he doesn't really want the baby.
Yeah, it was the moon. It was the moon.
Blame it on the moon.
Blame it on the moon. Oh, well, thank you so much for listening this week. We hope you make it a really great week. If you want to give us a review, keep listening. Obviously, listen to this pod on repeat for the next week because, you know, we're going to get the episode up to 10K. But we hope you make it a great week. Give us a follow at 2 Mums 1 Pod so you can stay in the loop. Follow us on Apple Pods, Spotify, wherever you listen to your pods. Mm. Give us a review, 5 stars only, and we will.
And if you like sleep, follow us on Two Mums Sleep Co. as well, because that's where we do what we do best. Have a lovely week, everyone.
Buy us a coffee. Bye. Yeah. No, you don't have to, really.
But you do. You'd really like it.
Not really.
Yes, really.
Love Mac Top Dot. Thanks.
Skincare one sugar. Thanks.
Bye. Bye.